So what will you be eating this Easter Sunday?
Chocolate. Definitely chocolate.
It's a break from your normal routine?
Not really, to be honest. I have it most days, but yeah.
Many, many chocolate eggs, preferably cream eggs. They're my favourite.
Is this a break from your traditional routine?
I'd be lying if I said yes, but I'll probably be eating a lot more chocolate on Sunday than I usually do.
I will be eating probably hot cross buns and, of course, chocolate.
Yeah.
Chewing gum, because I gave up gum. Chocolate.
Yeah, heaps and heaps of chocolate. A lot of food, because I'm Italian, so there's going to be, like, the pastas and then all the fish, and it's going to be the whole thing, literally.
For dessert, I don't know. Probably will eat chocolate to some extent.
I'm going to be making a roast lamb, actually. Is that the answer you're after, or am I missing chocolate or something?
Were you making roast lamb? Will you be having any chocolate? What's for dessert?
Dessert? Look, I mean, I'm going to be probably alone this Easter, which is means I won't be involved in any kind of egg hunting or anything like that, but I may have a couple of stray hot cross buns around the cupboard somewhere, which I might be tucking into early on Sunday morning. That's my plan.
Chocolate eggs, Easter bunnies, big family meals. Easter is a time of decadence and gluttony. If you have managed to avoid the temptation for the last couple of months in the supermarket, good on you. You probably deserve an egg today. And if you do eat some chocolate, you might be getting some good out of it.
On Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they stated that chocolate provides you with the same rush of hormones and as does falling in love. And now, I mean, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's got to be right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be an evidence-based movie.
Yes.
So, well, there's that benefit.
Well, unless you are Augustus Gloop, of course. That's Elizabeth Denny Wilson, Associate Professor in the Faculty of Health at the University of Technology, Sydney. Although, all jokes aside, chocolate does have some benefit.
There might be some lowering of blood pressure that might occur from eating chocolate. But before people ditch their antihypertensive drugs and swap for chocolate, the effects are really modest, and they would be offset if people were to gain weight. So you would have to find a way of eating chocolate without gaining weight.
Titania is a personal trainer at Activate Fit on Harris. She says your hard work won't go out the window if you moderate your chocolate consumption.
Yes, in moderation, chocolate is pretty good for you. Obviously, you don't want to go for the full pack of Cadbury eggs over Easter, but if you keep it in moderation, just maybe a couple of chocolate eggs as a nice treat after your dinner, yeah, absolutely, you can have it.
And that's the magic word, moderation. I'm going to add another M word, though, mindfulness.
Another term that's really becoming much more popular in terms of eating is mindfulness. So being mindful about what you're eating, not having the 10 small chocolate eggs that just, by the way, are about 65 calories each. So eating 10 of them, which would be pretty easy, is getting up around a quarter of your daily intake. And most people would not moderate their daily intake. They'd just eat that on top. So not just sort of ploughing through those eggs without really thinking about what you're doing. So being thoughtful and being mindful that perhaps you're going to have two of those eggs rather than just mindlessly continuing to peel that egg and pop that egg in your mouth and not really notice it.
Which is another big problem over Easter, portion size. Dr. Tracy Burrows is a senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle and an accredited dietitian. She has been researching portion sizes and found that both adults and children tend to overestimate the portion sizes for a variety of foods, with chocolate being one of the most overestimated.
Well, basically we did a research study that looked at the family unit. So we looked at portion size and grouped people together in terms of what the average people consume, so what's their typical portion size, and we compared that to the recommendations. And then we also compared it for adults and children separately. But overall, chocolate was overestimated, like the typical portion size of chocolate was overestimated by both parents and children, about 1.5 times the recommended amount. So, and then when you looked at broken down by the parent and the children, it generally tended to be the child who was more overestimating that portion size of chocolate.
And now we come to the negatives of chocolate, their energy density. Elizabeth Denny Wilson again.
So there's a gold bunny that seems to be on every supermarket shelf at the moment and has been for several months. Now that gold bunny packs 1,000 calories per bunny. So that bunny would be pretty easy to eat on your own. And I reckon some people could probably eat more than one bunny. and in that would be 66 grams of fat, which is about twice as much fat as most people should eat in a day, especially if you're trying to lose weight. And when I was doing a bit of thinking about this interview, I thought, well, what would you have to do to if you ate your normal diet that day, but you also ate a gold bunny, so with 1,000 extra calories? What you'd need to do is you would need to go for a run to burn that off. But you'd have to go for a run for 90 minutes. And the average person can't run for 90 minutes. Or you could go for a walk for 4 hours.
And that four-hour walk kind of eats into your holiday. Excuse the pun. Will the people of Sydney be heading out for a run as soon as their eggs have digested?
Will you be back at the gym on Tuesday working it all off?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still working off my Christmas, so yeah, I'm pretty lazy, but yeah.
I hope so. If I'm not in a chocolate coma, hopefully yes.
And will you be, you know, back at the gym on Tuesday exercising, working it all off?
Yes, definitely.
That's right. I'm too far gone already.
I ate two yesterday. That's a 16-hour walk I've got to embark on. I haven't walked 16 hours in my life.
That being said, it's all well and good for us as adults to be mindful and eat in moderation and then know we have to go for our 90-minute run to burn off the bunny. But what about the kids?
Well, for kids that are still young enough that the adults in their family have the kind of say about what comes into the house and what gets consumed, it's just that little bit easier because you can be a bit, you can restrict the number of eggs that come into the house. The tricky thing is that in our environment, everybody seems to want to give your child an egg. The butcher wants to give you an egg. The fruit shop wants to give you an egg. So you end up with these whole heap of extra eggs that you hadn't bargained for as a parent. And that becomes really tricky because the other thing that I would suggest is that you restrict the chocolate consumption to Sunday, to the day that they're given out, and you eat your eggs that day and then you move on with the rest of your life, hopefully incorporating a bit of physical activity to balance them out. So the most important thing is that if things are on display, if we can see things, and this goes for all foods, we're much more likely to eat them. So we can use this to our advantage, for example, having a fruit bowl or having healthy snacks available all the time for children increases their consumption of those snacks. But similarly, if we have a bowl of chocolate eggs on the kitchen bench because it's Easter, then those eggs are going to be eaten. But if those eggs are in a container in the fridge or in a container in the cupboard where they're not being seen every time you walk past them, then they're less likely to be eaten.
But if you don't eat Easter eggs, maybe you are more of a fan of traditional hen's eggs. After all, they are better for you. Titania again.
You know, actually in Eastern Europe, it's very common for Easter to give as a present the actual hen eggs rather than chocolate eggs. And the first time I saw this tradition of giving as a present chocolate eggs, it was in Australia. And I was actually really surprised. So in my country, in Russia, it's a tradition to present other people with actual eggs. And of course, it's pretty healthier option rather than the chocolate.
And Elizabeth agrees. Start your day with a hen egg and you'll be thanking yourself later.
So if you were to start your Easter breakfast with a good feed of eggs, with some whole grain toast or some grainy bread toast, then that would set you up for a really good day. The average person would really benefit from a breakfast that contains egg, because the high level of protein is really beneficial in filling you up. And so you don't tend to be looking for that other snack a little bit later on in the morning, and it can get you all the way to lunchtime.
So there you have it. Kick off your day with some hen eggs and maybe add a chocolate egg for dessert. And if you have already had that egg, you know what to do. Get walking!